2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 5:30.
Right now, downtown, we've got some light snow and 36 degrees.
And that snow starting to affect the drive on the west side of the Salt Lake Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
A big, wet snowstorm expected to crash your morning commute.
Severe Utah weather. KSL News Radio's Dan Balmes is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with the latest closings and delays. Dan?
And right now, we're waiting for decisions from a number of different school districts, including Alpine, Ogden, Cache County, Park City. In South Summit, the high school and middle schools will start at 9 a.m., elementary school at 10. But the Canyons District had already scheduled a day off today. Other state employees don't have to be to work until 10. Salt Lake City offices won't open until 10. Salt Lake City libraries won't open until 11 this morning. We'll keep following everyone who has closures to announce and let you know. Dan Balmes, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant. It's warm and windy right now. That storm, though, is already starting to bear down on the Wasatch, at least in the northern and western part of the state.
Snow along the Wasatch front through the morning hours. We'll expect the storm to taper off later this morning, and by 11, most of it's done. In its wake, we will see plenty of snow across the state. Wasatch front will expect anywhere from about 1 to 3 inches of snow. Park City could see between about 2 to up to 6 inches of snow. The mountains between 6 to 12 inches of snow. Even the southwestern part of the state, some of the valleys around an inch, perhaps up to 2 inches of snow.
Grant says in the Salt Lake Valley, we can expect to see the storm start sometime after 5:30 or 6 o'clock.
2 years after community opposition forced the city to abandon the idea, Salt Lake City will open a 145-bed temporary homeless shelter in Sugar House.
Our ability to truly serve the unsheltered population relies on our ability to be agile and to work dynamically to serve evolving issues, emerging issues.
Mayor Aaron Mendenhall thinks the shelters we have now are working, but they're bulging at the seams. The city will spend $5,000 to turn the old DI building on Highland Drive into a heated overnight shelter, which will stay open until April.
A Democratic presidential candidate is campaigning in Utah tomorrow. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with the details. John?
Yeah, Tim, one of the more recent candidates, Mike Bloomberg, will be making a campaign stop tomorrow, so he continues to focus on the states casting their primary ballots on Super Tuesday. The event will be at 4 o'clock at Impact Hub in downtown Salt Lake City. The former mayor of New York City seems to be going all in on advertising in the Beehive State. According to data from Advertising Analytics, his campaign has spent nearly $1.3 million on advertising in the state already, and that number is starting to creep towards $1.5 million by now. Former Vice President Joe Biden was in Park City in 2019, but he did not hold a public campaign event. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Senator Mitt Romney's approval among Republicans is slipping ahead of the impeachment trial in the Senate. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour News Center with more. Mary?
Amanda, he's losing some ground among Republicans and independents, but gaining support from Democrats. A morning consult poll shows that in the last quarter of 2019, 57% of Utah Republicans said they liked the job Romney is doing. It was 65% the months before that, so a drop. 46% of Democrats approved of Romney, up from 42%. Now, Senator Romney says he does support a move to allow witnesses after the opening arguments in the Senate trial. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Impeachment takes a holiday. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, up next, the actual impeachment trial itself. After yesterday's swearing-in ceremonies for Chief Justice Roberts and members of the Senate, Democrat leader Chuck Schumer.
When the Chief Justice walked in, you could feel the weight of the moment.
The trial gets in full gear Tuesday after Monday's ML King holiday. Republicans downplaying a government accounting office opinion. The Trump administration withholding aid to Ukraine broke the law. Senator Joni Ernst calls it a moot point since money was released anyway. President Obama also withheld Ukraine aid, with both presidents claiming it was over concerns about Ukraine corruption. 11 U.S. troops have been sent out of Iraq for medical treatment the past couple days, suffering concussion symptoms from last week's Iranian missile attack. ABC's Martha Raddatz.
The decision to evacuate the service members was made out of an abundance of caution, and they are expected to return to duty.
At first, the Pentagon reported no one was hurt. And the new manager of the New York Mets is the latest to lose his job over baseball sign-stealing scandal. Carlos Beltran had been asked about his involvement when he was with the Astros.
Honestly, on Houston's situation, I don't have any comment.
Managers in Houston and Boston were also fired. Beltran was given the job in November. He never managed a game. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.